Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th installment in Caring for the Ill. One more thing. Once, lo aleinu, the person actually passes away, there is something that people ask about frequently, which is the idea of a shomer. What is the idea of a shomer, of someone to be in the presence of the deceased? What's very important to realize is there's two levels of shmira. The most basic, essential level of shmira is the body has to be protected so that, heaven forbid, the body isn't damaged, defiled in any way. Obviously, if a person passed away in a hospital, whatever the hospital staff does for the person is covering that. There is a more proper level of shmira, which is that a Jewish individual should be in the presence of the deceased, and the Jewish person should be there saying Tehillim as a schus for the departed. A few things about that. One is that an onen, a close relative of the deceased, that would be a spouse, a parent, a child, or a sibling, the period from when the person passes until the funeral, those relatives are called onanim, and they're not supposed to study Torah. So if at all possible, we try to have an onan not be the one saying Tehillim. If the only people present are onanim, it is accepted that it's all right for them to be saying Tehillim. It's not as much being said as the study of Torah as a general guardianship and protection and merit. So that's okay. But if, let's say, for example, there are in-law relatives in the room, those people should be the ones saying Tehillim. There's nothing wrong with the onanim staying present, but preferably the onanim wouldn't be the ones saying Tehillim. Another issue that comes up about this, people ask about it a lot. Sometimes circumstances are such that you can't be with the departed. Let's say, for example, a person passed away over Shabbos, and the hospital isn't going to let the departed stay in the room for a whole day. Normally, I advise the family to request the hospital that could we just stay here in the room with the patient, with the deceased patient, until the funeral home shows up. If it's like over a Shabbos or something, or for some reason there are complications, that it's a very long time, forgive me for talking about this, the hospital most likely will transfer the departed to the morgue. If you can't be with them, you can't be with them. That's when it's very worthwhile to remember there are two levels of shmira. And the basic level of shmira is the person should just be protected. Another thing that's worthwhile to be aware of is, in terms of the tahara process, it is highly, highly encouraged to request of the hospital staff to leave tubes and things like that that go under the person's skin, in the person's body, in the body. Obviously, one would detach them from machines and the actual tube part could be taken out. You know, the tube connecting to the thing which attaches to the person's body with blood and things like that could be taken out. But the thing that actually holds in the blood should be left inside. The Chevra Kedisha will take care of that. That's a very common and correct request. Another thing that people ask about a lot is, if a person passes away on Shabbos, what's permissible to be done? Really, we're not supposed to have non-Jews do malacha for us on Shabbos. To start having non-Jews call around to family and relatives seems to be a very strange thing to do. They're not going to be able to do anything about it anyway. It's Shabbos. The one exception is if a person passes away not in the hospital has a method for keeping the body in a good state, at a good temperature, and so on and so forth. If a person passes away in their private home, they don't have those methods accessible to them. So if it's 20 minutes left in Shabbos, just wait to call the funeral home until Shabbos is over. But let's say a person passes away Shabbos morning, it could be hours that they're just lying in a room. It would seem to make sense in those circumstances to have a non-Jewish neighbor, not a Jew, but a non-Jewish neighbor call the funeral home and arrange for pickup even on Shabbos. In a hospital setting, normally we would say that they should only contact the funeral home after Shabbos is over. I hope no one has been offended by any of the topics we've discussed, particularly the last few sessions. I just think it's very important. The more aware we are of different situations, the more we know what to do, even when, heaven forbid, chaos and tragedy strikes, the more we know what to ask about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should watch over and guard over all of us, and our diligence and interest in doing the right thing should in of itself be a merit that we should only share good news. Thanks very much for joining us. And as always, thank you very much to Reuven Mizrahi and Noach Wolf for all their help on this project. Take care.